The edge of the Earth, set against the vastness of space. Sunlight reflects across the continents and oceans as large white letters edged in gold sweep round the planet to reveal the word Universal, a Comcast company. Sunlight peeks round the edge of the planet. Universal 1440 Entertainment presents a Universal Animation Studios production. The Land Before Time, Journey of the Brave. Lush treetops break through a blanket of mist.
Long, long ago, in the land before time, great beasts ruled the world. These mighty beasts were the dinosaurs. Yes, it was a place of wonder, but also filled with danger, where survival was uncertain and families were sometimes torn apart.
As he drinks water from a pond, the Apatosaurus Littlefoot is lashed by the tongue of a frog.
Which is how the young longneck, named Littlefoot, came to live with his grandmother, grandfather, and his close friends in the beautiful Great Valley.
Dinosaurs congregate in a lush valley with trees and a lake fringed with steep cliffs.
The perils of the world had claimed his mother and separated him from his father. Then, a miraculous day came. Littlefoot and his father, Bron, were reunited. During the time they were apart, Bron had become the leader of a large migrating herd. This meant he couldn't stay with Littlefoot in the Great Valley. Bron wanted his son to join him, and Littlefoot wanted to be with his father. But he also didn't want to leave his home. So Littlefoot made the tough decision to stay with his grandfather, grandmother, and friends.
Buds burst open and green leaves unfurl.
Now each year, when the season of new growth follows the cold time and the warm sunshine falls softly on the Great Valley, Littlefoot looks forward to a visit from his father, leading the great herd on their yearly migration. It's a reunion he dreams about all year long.
In a dream, Bron lowers his head and nuzzles Littlefoot.
And it will be happening today.
Today's the day!
With patches of snow on the ground, Littlefoot scurries past the grown-up longnecks. Two little dinosaurs, a friendly sharp-tooth called Chomper, is playing hide-and-seek with an oviraptor called Ruby.
You can't find me. Come on, Littlefoot. We're playing hide from the sharp-tooth. Come and play.
Can't, Ruby. My dad's coming today.
Littlefoot bands up to an adult triceratops.
Mr. Threehorn, is Sarah around?
She's gone to the swimming hole. What's the hurry?
Today's the day my dad comes back!
Littlefoot bounds off. Smiling broadly, he hops over stepping stones on a narrow stream.
Hey, 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 today's the day. My dad's coming home from far away. We'll race and we'll run and we'll laugh and play. I feel so happy that I gotta say, hey, 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 today is the day.
Ducky the Saurolophus is swimming in a pond, and on the bank is Spike the Stegosaurus beside a nest of eggs.
Yep, 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 the time is near. Our brothers and sisters will soon. Teach them to swim and to be your friend. You in spring, no one be grumpy or grouch. Lift me up in the air and skyy.
Hey, wait, no!
Hit by a passing flock of adult pteranodons, Petrie drops into the pond.
Ouch!
You just barely missed the hatchlings, Petrie.
Oh, Petrie, real sorry.
They're not born yet. They can't hear you.
No, listen to her.
With Sarah now at the side of the pond, Littlefoot comes along and loses his footing, sliding down a slope.
Hey, guys! You know what day today is?
I do. Hey, 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 today's the day when I'm gonna blow that rock away. I'll hit it so hard it'll break in two. You'll be amazed at what I can do. Hey, 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 okay, get ready.
She charges at a rock and it rolls a short distance.
The eggs!
They're hatching. Everyone gathers round the nest.
Oh. Hello, little guy.
The hatchling bites Petrie's beak.
We got you, Petrie.
You sure do.
The rest of the eggs hatch, revealing identical mini versions of Blue-Eyed Ducky.
Cute. I am Ducky, your sister. And this is Spike, your adopted brother.
Mm. Mm. And me, Petrie, your adopted brother's... Me just Petrie.
One by one, the hatchlings leap onto Spike's nose and scurry along onto his back. He lumbers into the shallow swimming hole, and the hatchlings leap off and swim round him. Littlefoot's grandparents are approaching, and he scampers up to them.
Grandpa! Grandma! Look, it's the hatchlings!
Aw, what a special today this is.
Today? I forgot! Today's the day my dad comes back!
Great! Special day! We are so happy for you. Yes, we are.
Can we go watch for him?
I thought you might want to. Come, Littlefoot.
Now, Grandpa, keep an eye on the ice. It's still slippery.
We will, Grandma. Come on!
Grandpa and Littlefoot go to a snow-capped peak above a waterfall that gives them a panoramic view of the Great Valley.
We're lucky to live in such bounty, Littlefoot. Not many of our kind do.
There they are! My dad's herd!
You're right, Littlefoot.
But where's my dad? I don't see him.
That is strange. Brawn is always at the head of the herd. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Who's that?
We'd better take a look.
A manic Nothronicus that looks like a dinosaur chicken breaks from the herd.
Help! Oh, I'm safe. Am I really here? Someone pinch me, please.
Mr. Threehorn glowers.
No, not you! No, not you. I'll pinch myself. Ouch! Why did I do that?
And you are?
Well, everybody calls me Wild Arms, though I never really figured out why.
He waves his arms around.
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
What happened, Wild Arms?
Huh, I mean, what didn't happen? The earth shook and spit liquid fire and the heat like you've never seen before. But it's too upsetting to talk about. But if you must know,
it all started with a horrible
BOOM! The Fire Mountain exploded! It just blew its top! Fire everywhere you looked! There was no escape.
The herd's trapped by flames.
And the long necks!
Oh, they were hit the hardest. Let me tell you, their leader was brave.
He wouldn't leave any of us behind, even though he was in danger. I only escaped thanks to my superior grace and agility.
The leader is my dad.
Who?
Braun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's him. Braun! What a brave long neck he was. He still is, I'm sure.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I lost sight of him at the Fire Mountain.
He's in trouble? Grandpa! We have to help him!
Littlefoot.
Will you take us back there? You know the way.
So, you want me to take you across the Earthbreak, through the land of the Featherhead Sharptooth, along the moving water, back to the same Fire Mountain that I just escaped from? How foolish do you think I look?
Everyone stares at Wild Arms.
Let me put it another way. The answer is no.
Please! That's my dad. He needs our help.
He's right, Littlefoot. We can't do it.
But you'll go, won't you?
Littlefoot's grandparents look at each other somberly. Later, the three of them are on a clifftop looking at a smoking volcano far off on the horizon.
I'm sorry, Littlefoot. It's too dangerous now. We must wait for the mountain to stop spitting rocks. Braun wouldn't want us to get hurt.
But my dad needs us now!
Your father is very strong and wise. He's lived through many earthshakes. I'm sure he's on his way here right now.
Littlefoot looks downcast. Later, he's on a ledge near a waterfall, gazing forlornly into a pool of water. His reflection momentarily changes into that of his father, Braun.
Where are you, Dad?
There you are. We couldn't find you anywhere. We all worry about you.
We are sorry about your father. Yes, we are.
Yes, we're sorry.
Thanks. I think he's in trouble. He needs me.
What can you do?
I'm going to the Fire Mountain. I'm going to help him.
Oh, that's funny. Petrie thought you say you're going to Fire Mountain.
I did say that. I'm going.
No, seem funny now.
What are you talking about? You don't even know how to get there.
Wild Arms said how. Across the Earthbreak, through the land of the Featherhead Sharpteeth, and along the moving water to the Fire Mountain.
If you think we're going to the Fire Mountain...
I don't. He's my father. I'm going alone.
Littlefoot trudges away, leaving his friends Ducky, Sarah, Spike, and Petrie looking glum. Later, Littlefoot's in a dense forest. Frightened by the noises emanating from the undergrowth, he breaks into a run. He He finds a hollowed-out tree trunk and scurries inside, cowering in the shadows. Two sets of feet stomp past, and they're followed by Ducky.
Guys?
Oh, Littlefoot, you scare us!
You scared me. What are you doing out here?
You cannot find your dad all by yourself. You cannot.
Littlefoot need us.
It's too dangerous. I can't let you come.
You can't stop us.
Sarah looks at Littlefoot with a stern expression, and he breaks into a smile. Littlefoot leads the way through the misty forest with Petrie riding on Sarah's back and Ducky on spikes. They cross a narrow stream using a stepping stone. They reach the edge of the forest and file up a steep, rocky slope that leads to a narrow ravine. Beyond the ravine, pointed rock formations like stony needles stretch off into the distance. But despite the ravine being narrow, it's a long way down.
Oh, looking down make Petrie dizzy.
Oh, what do we do now?
Wildarm said we have to cross the Earthbreak.
Did he say how?
No.
We don't have to go across. We can follow it to the Long Valley. That will bring us to the Fire Mountain.
Well, even if the Long Valley does go there, that will take longer. We've got to cross now.
Let me know when you find the way.
Sarah sets herself down under a tall tree on the edge of the cliff.
If we can knock this tree down, we can use it to cross.
Sarah frowns as Littlefoot tries to shove the tree over.
I know it will reach. If we could just...
Look out!
Sarah charges at the tree and it topples over, forming a bridge.
Yeah! Yeah!
Sarah did it! Yes, she did!
Thanks, Ducky.
Well, if we're gonna go, let's go.
Littlefoot leads the way across the tree bridge, followed by Sarah, Spike, and Ducky, with Petrie fluttering overhead. They make their way through the rocky terrain of the mysterious beyond towards a stone archway in a cluster of sharp rock columns. As they pass under the archway, they look nervously at bones littered on the dusty ground.
Now what?
I guess we go there.
But that's the land of the Featherhead Sharp Teeth.
It looks scary.
It will be okay. Everything looks scary to you.
My nest not scary. My tree not scary. That scary.
We'll never make it through. The sharp teeth will smell us coming. I think we should go back and try the Long Valley.
Petrie like any way that's not that way.
But this way's the fastest. If we go around, we may be too late to help my dad.
If we get eaten, we won't help him either.
What do you think, Spike? Spike?
Where's Spike?
Oh, Sharptooth ate Spike!
I think Spike is doing the eating. Spike! Spike? We can't have gone far.
Where are you?
Spike?
Do you see him, Petrie?
No!
Spike! Looks like he went this way.
They follow footprints in the dusty ground that stop at a pool of murky, stagnant water.
Ew!
Petrie smells something not good.
That's stinkweed. Yup, yup, yup.
Come, come.
There you are. Spike, we don't have time for this. My dad needs me. No more food stops, okay?
Why did you eat stinkweed of all things?
Ducky.
Sarah gestures towards Spike. Ducky nervously approaches the gluttonous Spike.
Spike, you are my friend, my very special friend. And we all like you very much. We know that you are happy when you fill up your tummy, but what you are eating now is not so yummy. No, 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 it is hot and stinky, stinky and hot. It may feel good inside your hungry spot, but when you are eating things that taste all mucky, you will be smelling very yuck, yuck, yucky. So you should not eat what is hot and stinky.
Wait a minute. Spike! You just gave me an idea! Maybe there's a way to go through the Sharptooth Land and be safe.
That's impossible!
But what if we cover our smell with stinkweed? They'll smell that instead of us!
You sure it'd work?
Would you go near Spike smelling like that?
Petrie would not go near Petrie smelling like that.
Let's see if this will work. I think this plan can work.
Yeah, because you're always right.
If we're not lucky and a sharp tooth meets us,
he thinks we stinkweed and won't want to eat us. Because we hot and stinky, stinky and hot.
We'll walk right past him and we won't get caught.
He will not see us with his big red eyes, 'cause we be wearing gooey green disguises.
No, he will not.
If we be hot and stinky.
Your turn!
You've got to be hot and stinky, stinky and hot.
You can all be goofy, but I will not. But that nasty sharp tooth will smell you if you let it. I don't like stinkweed and I say forget it. No, you cannot.
You've got to be stinky and hot.
They head for the archway.
Okay, everybody. Stay together. Here we go.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Me too. Get back, everyone!
A couple of featherhead sharp teeth stomp by. They have feather crests on their heads. Wearing a coat of stinkweed, Littlefoot peers round a rock at them.
Seems like the stinkweed's working. Quiet now.
Yes, Petrie be very quiet. Quieter than quiet. So quiet, nobody hear me.
Petrie!
What? Oh, yes, quiet.
The sharp teeth pick up a scent. Of a rodent-like creature. As the sharp teeth pursue their puny prey, Littlefoot and his friends make a dash for it. Later, with the sun beating down, the little dinosaurs are weary.
How much further, Littlefoot?
I don't know!
It's hot, and I'm stinky.
I don't like being hot and stinky.
No one likes that. No, no, no.
Look! Water!
The others leave Littlefoot behind as they charge down a slope to drink from a pool.
Guys, maybe we should go soon.
I'm not ready. My belly's only half full, which means it's half empty.
Spike, no eating the stinkweed. We need to keep stinking.
They have a tug of war over a piece of stinkweed.
Spike, let go!
Littlefoot, go for a swim.
I want to swim.
No, Sarah.
Me too.
As the others happily swim and splash about, Littlefoot looks worried. Nearby, the sharp teeth pick up a scent. At the pool, Ducky, Petrie, Spike and Sarah are having fun in the water, having shaken off their stinkweed. But Littlefoot, still wearing his green coat of stinkweed, is not joining in with the fun.
Guys, the stinkweed? Stinkweed! It's washing off!
The sharp teeth arrive on a slope overlooking the pool, but there's no sign of the little dinosaurs. They're cowering behind a rock at the edge of the pool. They dash along a narrow mountain path with the sharp teeth close behind. They scurry inside a small cave, the opening too small for the sharp teeth. The sharp teeth push at the cave wall to widen the opening and squeeze through in a shower of rock and dust. The little ones scurry back out into the open, the sharp teeth sending rock piles crashing down as they move in for the kill. Littlefoot and his friends reach the bottom of a steep, rocky slope.
This way!
They scramble up the slippery slope as the sharp teeth turn a corner, arriving at the bottom of the slope. The lumbering predators start climbing the slope, but slip and slide on the loose rock, struggling to keep their balance as the little ones furiously scurry away.
Come on! Come on!
They arrive on level ground, but come to a sudden halt. Because they're on the edge of a very tall cliff.
We're trapped!
We should have gone my way!
Sarah, I'm trying to think.
Littlefoot notices a thick rope-like vine on the ground.
Hey, you all get behind those rocks. Spike, Sarah, grab each end of that vine. When I tell you, pull it tight, okay?
Mm-hmm. Here it comes!
Oh no, this it!
The sharp tooth reaches the cliff top and Littlefoot backs away, luring the snarling dinosaur to the cliff edge.
Over here, big guy. Right here.
Sarah and Spike pull the vine taut and the advancing sharp tooth trips over it and tumbles over the edge of the cliff. In a cloud of rocks and dust, it comes to rest far below.
The other one is coming!
Let him come.
Sarah charges at a pile of rocks that causes a mini avalanche, which sweeps the other sharp tooth down the slope.
Bye-bye!
one piece.
Better than million little pieces.
It's the Fire Mountain, like Wildarm said. We just have to reach the moving water and we'll be fine.
Fine? What do you mean, fine? We are nowhere near fine.
Spike spotted a rock formation like a stairway leading down from the cliff.
Look, guys! Spike found a way down!
Thanks, Spike!
They follow Spike. In the Great Valley, Ruby and Chomper go scurrying up to Littlefoot's grandparents.
Well, hello there, Ruby and Chomper.
What can we do for you?
Is Littlefoot here?
Did you look at Sarah's?
We've looked for him everywhere. And everywhere we've looked, he isn't.
I don't like the sound of this.
Littlefoot and his friends are leaving the rocky needle peaks of the Sharptooth territory and cross a barren plain, their heads bowed wearily as they trudge in single file.
Oh, Petrie, glad we're leaving land of Featherhead Sharpteeth.
Until we have to go back home.
Oh, Petrie's stomach feel funny again.
His eyes closed, Sleepy Spike walks headfirst into a tree but carries on walking on the spot, his head pressed against the tree. Littlefoot stops and looks back.
Come on, Spike. We have to keep going.
Spike is tired, Littlefoot.
Ducky, can you help move him?
Okay, Spike, let's keep going.
Even though she's little bigger than his head, Ducky tries to push Spike clear of the tree, but he just sinks to the ground and nods off. Ducky falls asleep too.
Ducky! Nothing makes me tired, like almost getting eaten by sharp teeth.
Sarah curls up and goes to sleep, and Petrie rests on Spike's back.
Petrie's so sorry. We find your dad tomorrow.
In the Great Valley, Littlefoot's grandparents are with Mr. Threehorn and Petrie's and Ducky's mothers.
Littlefoot isn't here. And Sarah should be home by now, too.
I haven't seen Petrie either.
Oh, dear. I assumed Spike and Ducky were still out playing.
I suspect the young ones have gone looking for Littlefoot's father.
Sarah, too? What was she thinking? We have to find them right away.
I saw Littlefoot listening closely to what Wild Arm said. I would guess he went the way he described.
Thankfully, there's some light from the Night Circle. We'll leave now. I'll ask Wild Arms to guide us.
We should go too.
Yes, but let's not let them know we're going to.
Chomper nods in agreement with Ruby. Later, Wild Arms leads Grandpa and Mr. Threehorn towards the mysterious beyond. Wild Arms crosses the tree bridge the children used, but the adult dinosaurs simply step over the narrow ravine. Wild Arms nervously looks ahead to the needle peaks of the Sharptooth territory.
Okay, guys, I'm sure you can find the Fire Mountain without me. I mean, I'd love to come, but I got a thing to do, and it's called live.
We need all the help we can get, Wild Arms, with these little ones out here all by themselves.
Wild Arms opens his mouth to protest, but thinks better of it.
Of all the wild stunts these young ones have pulled, this is the worst.
We'll find them, Mr. Threehorn. We've got to.
As Wild Arms reluctantly leads the way, Ruby and Chomper follow from a discreet distance. The volcano glows, set against the night sky, belching a steady plume of black smoke. Littlefoot gazes at it mournfully and then turns to look at his sleeping friends a little way behind, huddled together. The grown-ups have reached the archway.
through there is the land of the Featherhead Sharpteeth. Right, Mr. Wildarms?
You mean the land of certain death? Yes! That is it! Okay? Or we can just be sensible and go back now. I vote sensible. Who's with me?
Grandpa and Mr. Threehorn are stony-faced.
I mean, come on! How do we even know if the little ones came this way?
Well, what do you think, Chomper?
Chomper?
I believe we have some followers. Chomper? Ruby?
I don't know what you mean. We're not here.
It's okay. Come on out.
They scamper out from behind a rock.
Hello, everybody. Everybody, hello?
Hi!
Wildarms cowers behind a rock.
No need for panic, Mr. Wildarms. Chomper here is a friend.
Chomper grins.
Have you taken a good look at his teeth?
It's all right, Mr. Wildarms. Chomper only eats bugs.
We don't need another sharp tooth when we're walking into a whole land of sharp teeth.
Oh, finally, someone who's sensible. Up top. Okay.
Four more eyes are four more chances to find them.
Please?
Well, guess we can't just send you two back on your own.
Yay! Hey, Mr. Wildarms.
Chomper takes Wildarms by the hand and he faints.
Would you mind, Mr. Threehorn?
I knew I'd end up carrying him sooner or later.
Mr. Threehorn flips Wildarms up onto his back.
Chomper, can you smell if Littlefoot and the others went this way?
Uh-huh. Littlefoot? Sarah? I smell them all! Come on, through here!
Chomper leads the way through the archway. The next day, Littlefoot and friends are on the move.
You said we'd find the moving water by now.
It should be around the bend.
That's what you said two bends ago.
Sharp teeth!
Do not worry, Petrie. That is just Spike's belly.
Oh. We're all hungry and thirsty.
I have an idea. I'm going to go up there and look around. You all wait here.
Littlefoot carefully climbs a steep slope to a ledge. He looks out across a valley with a winding river leading to the smoking volcano.
I see it! The Fire Mountain! And there, the moving water leads right to it! But how come we can't find it?
He notices that the ledge is very narrow, a sharp curl overlooking a steep drop.
Can I see Littlefoot?
Spike? I don't know if you should come up here.
Petrie want to see too.
Hey, wait for me.
I think this ledge is too small to hold all of us.
I want to see for myself.
Sarah!
We're nowhere near the moving water.
It should be
around the bend. I don't think you know where we're going. We should have gone my way.
She stamps her foot and the ledge cracks.
Oops.
The ledge breaks off and they whiz down the mountain on it like a sledge. They bounce off rock columns and plow a furrow through a steep slope before hitting a rock at the bottom, catapulting them headfirst into sandy ground. Spike pulls Ducky out by her tail. Littlefoot and Sarah struggle out of the sand.
Nice going, Littlefoot.
Me? I told you not to come up there.
None of this would have happened if we went through the Long Valley like I said.
If we went on instead of stopping last night, I'd be with my dad.
You wouldn't be anywhere without me.
You? You're just slowing me down. You all are. I'd be better off alone.
You want to be alone? That's fine.
Fine!
I'm gonna find the Long Valley. I know where that will lead. You coming with me?
Sarah's heading in the opposite direction to Littlefoot, and the others reluctantly follow her.
Good. We're better off without him.
Sarah glowers as she leads the others, and a short distance away, Littlefoot follows his own course. Alone.
Who needs friends to slow you down? Wasting our time with too much talking. Who needs friends to grumble and frown? When we should just keep walking?
Looking despondent, Littlefoot's in a sandy desert surrounded by rocky peaks.
Huh?
Sand blows up around Littlefoot's feet, and the shadow of a sandstorm sweeps over the desert.
It's too soon to be dark.
It hasn't reached them, as Sarah leads the way across sandy, rocky terrain, with the others following.
Oh, Petrie feel bad.
Spike too. Me three. I miss Littlefoot.
The sandstorm hits, and Petrie flaps his wings furiously.
Petrie, hey!
A tsunami of sand is bearing down on Spike and Ducky.
Guys? Sand cloud!
A shadow falls over Sarah, and elsewhere, Littlefoot curls up amidst the growing storm. He spots a cave opening at the foot of a mountain and clambers inside. He's buffeted by the sand blowing inside, where there's a grown-up pteranodon.
Don't tell me you're thinking about going back out there. That's a sand cloud, in case you didn't notice.
My friends are out there.
Well, then you best hope they find some shelter like you.
You don't understand. They're only out here because of me.
Well, getting yourself killed is not a way I ever heard of showing you care. Nothing you can do but wait out the storm.
Littlefoot frowns, and then with a look of fierce determination, he charges outside. Only to immediately be blown back inside, landing in a heap on the floor. The Pteranodon lifts up one of his eyelids.
Nope, not dead. You still got time to grow up and learn to listen.
He trudges up to the cave entrance and sits down to watch the storm. Elsewhere, a bush shakes and Sarah pops up out of the sand. She shakes off the sand like a dog drying itself after a swim.
Ducky? Spike? Petrie?
She backs away from a trembling bush.
Who's there?
And bumps into Spike.
Spike? What are you doing sneaking up on me? Where's Ducky?
The bush trembles again, and Ducky pops out of a pile of sand beneath it.
Here I am.
Good. What about Petrie?
The wind took it him away.
Oh, great. I guess we'll have to look for him.
What about Littlefoot?
He's probably far off by now. I'll bet he missed the storm.
I do not know.
Well, I do. Let's go find Petrie.
The storm cover did everything with sand. Which way?
That way.
I do not think that's right. No, no, no.
Well, I say it is. Come on.
Ducky climbs onto Spike's back and they follow Sarah.
Petrie? Petrie!
Where is he?
Elsewhere, a small mound of sand quivers, and it falls away to reveal Petrie.
Ducky? Spike? Anybody? Anybody at all?
Numerous pairs of eyes appear from within the shadowy nooks and crannies of nearby rocks. Petrie hides in a tree.
Littlefoot! Sarah!
Fruit falls from the tree and a pack of diggers that look like scrawny featherless chickens swarm round the fruit and gobble it up.
Nice diggers. Nice diggers.
More fruit falls and they gobble that up too before looking up at Petrie expectantly.
No!
Petrie falls from the tree.
No, eat Petrie.
They swarm round Petrie, but lift him up and carry him to a stone that's shaped like a throne. And they point up at the fruit tree.
More!
More?
More!
More?
More! More! More!
Petrie flies up into the tree and shakes it. Fruit falls and the diggers feed.
Yay!
Petrie flies down to them.
Hello! Me, Petrie.
Petrie! Petrie! Petrie!
In the cave, the entrance is blocked by a wall of sand and Littlefoot's trying to dig his way out.
What you doing, hon?
I'm gonna go help my friends.
Aren't you nice? You know, I had a cousin who was nice like that. She put her head in the mouth of a sharp tooth just to help a friend. Of course, she's not around anymore because, well, she put her head in the mouth of a sharp tooth. Oh, I'm Etta, by the way. What's your name?
Littlefoot.
Sorry. Nice to meet you, Fiddlefoot. you don't mind me saying, you look more like a little foot. That's what I'm gonna call you.
Nice to meet you, Etta.
Littlefoot scrapes away some sand and sunlight breaks through.
Look, Etta! Daylight!
What?
Etta!
They huddle together as a rockfall blocks the entrance, snuffing out the sunlight. The dust settles and they're left facing a thick wall of rocks.
That was a close one.
The opening. Gotta move this.
Looks like we're good and stuck.
Petrie! Petrie!
Are you sure this is the right way?
Look! Footprints! Now we're getting somewhere!
But that's Spike's footprint. And yours! Ugh, you just led us in a circle.
Oh. Well, maybe I meant to do that. What's going on? Hey! Get away!
A swarm of diggers encircles Sarah and burrow around her, making her sink into the ground, then gather around her excitedly.
Big dinner for leader! Get leader!
Leader! Leader! Leader!
I'm not afraid of your silly old leader.
Here come leader!
Dazzled by the sunlight, they gaze up at a dark figure descending majestically from the sky. It's Petrie, wearing a leafy crown.
Petrie! We found you!
Huh?
Petrie's so glad to see you!
You? You can't be their leader!
Petrie! Petrie! Petrie!
Me think me can.
You don't even know how to be a leader.
Oh, it's no hard. Watch.
He flies up into a tree and shakes the fruit out of it. The others look on bemused as the diggers devour the fruit.
Leader! Leader! Leader!
Huh?
I wish Littlefoot could see this.
No find yet?
He's probably at the Fire Mountain by now.
Sarah pulls her feet out of the sand with a little help from Spike.
We should find the Long Valley.
What do you think we should do?
I just told you.
I mean Petrie.
Who cares what Petrie thinks?
Petrie! Petrie! Petrie!
They care. Well...
Petrie think... Well, Petrie think...
We're waiting!
No, being leader hard. But Petrie missed Littlefoot.
Us too. Yup, yup, yup.
Well, how are you supposed to find him? We don't even know where we are.
So we are lost.
No, we're not. I mean, not really.
The others glower at Sarah.
Okay, we are lost. And I miss him too. Let's go find him.
As his friends set off, Petrie takes off his leafy crown and gives it to the diggers.
Petrie must go and find friend.
No!
No be sad. Petrie order no be sad. Petrie always remember you and you. And back there, all you.
Petrie!
They spot a herbivore dinosaur pushing at the fruit tree. The diggers crown their new leader, who looks taken aback, and Petrie and his friends watch the spectacle mouths agape. Littlefoot's charging at the rockfall.
Littlefoot, leave it be. Honey, no one can break through that.
Sarah could, but she's not here. It's hopeless.
Come on, Littlefoot, cheer up. I had a sister once used to say, just when things get darkest, that's when you look for the light. Unless, of course, it's too dark to find it.
You don't understand. My friends only came out here to help me find my dad. And now I can't save him.
Well, what happened to your dad?
He got trapped by an earthshake when the Fire Mountain blew up. That's what Wild Arms said.
Wild Arms? Oh, heck, I know a Wild Arms. Moves like this.
Yes, that's him! He traveled with my dad's herd. They all made it out okay. Except my dad.
Oh, my. Is your father's name Braun?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, honey, I was there at Fire Mountain.
What happened? Please tell me.
Okay. But you may not like it. The Fire Mountain was shaking and rumbling. Trouble was coming and everybody knew it. There was only one Lone Neck who knew what to do, and that was your dad. He ordered the herd to head down the mountain as fast as they could. But the Fire Mountain didn't wait for them to get down.
As the volcano blows, Etta's hit by flying fiery rocks.
I barely made it out myself.
The ground falls away, leaving Wild Arms trapped.
Someone fell. I think it was Wild Arms. Your father went back and saved him.
Bron reaches out to grab Wild Arms across a newly opened fissure.
And that's when it happened. There was an explosion. Your father got separated from the others. Well, honey, that's the last I saw of him.
That's my dad. He wouldn't leave anyone behind, even though it meant risking his life.
I guess that's what you do for your herd.
And your friends. I never should have left them.
Now, Littlefoot, don't give up. Get off your tail, and we're gonna get out of this cave.
How?
When you're stuck in a hole and you don't know where to go. When it's too dark for you to tell your tale from your toe. You wonder which way is wrong and which road is right. The best thing for you to do is just look for the light.
Her leathery wings like a flowing cape, Etta leads Littlefoot deeper into the cave.
Look for the light, one little spark, a little bit of hope to lead you out of the dark. Somewhere deep inside of you, it's shining so bright. All you gotta do is look, you gotta look for the light. If there's a wall, sometimes you bump it. A big old rock, you have to jump it. Maybe you're tired, maybe you're scared, but the only thing you have to be is be prepared to look for the light and open your eyes. You never know when you're gonna find a surprise. Some things may tickle you, others may bite. So listen to my sister, mister. Come on and look for the light. Get up and look for the light. Get up and look for the light. Come on and look for the light.
Well, that's what my sister used to say. but you can't exactly go by her. She ran into a tree once and been a little funny in the head ever since.
Hiera! Maybe that's a way out!
Spotting some reflected light, he leaps into a stream, but it's quartz in the rock creating the glimmering light.
Huh. It's just light shining off the water.
Oh, I'm sorry, Littlefoot.
That's okay. Let's keep looking for the light.
That's the spirit!
Littlefoot suddenly stops and looks back at the stream.
It's water, Etta.
Heard you the first time, but we're looking for a way out. Like I was saying about my sister.
Etta, if water's coming in the cave, you know what that means?
It's wet?
No, it means it has to be going out too. If it wasn't, the cave would be filled with water.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
If water can find a way out, maybe we can too.
I like the way you think, Littlefoot. She had a lot of sayings, my sister, like, you know, don't use your tail to sniff the trail. Don't get me every time. Get it, but
above ground.
Littlefoot! Littlefoot!
Littlefoot! Littlefoot!
Oh, look! Littlefoot's footprints! He must be close. Yes, yes, yes.
Nice going, Spike. That was hard to see with all these Sharptooth footprints around.
Sharptooth?
They're spotted by a horned Sharptooth with a row of spikes running down to his tail standing on a rock above them. The Sharptooth chases them over rocky ground.
This way!
The Sharptooth leaps through the air, landing close behind them. The little dinosaurs scurry into a rocky alcove that's too small for the Sharptooth to get in. But it pokes its head inside, not quite able to reach the little dinosaurs. Littlefoot and Etta are following the underground stream to where it joins a river.
Look, Etta! It's the moving water! My friends and I were looking for it.
Oh, my!
It's under the ground! That's why we couldn't find it before. I bet if we follow this water, it will lead right to the Fire Mountain. Now, all we have to do is find my friends.
But how? They could be anywhere.
That's funny. It's like I can hear them. Etta, can you get up there?
My wing got a little singed, but I can try.
She hops up some rocks and then flutters over the river to a ledge, where she leaps to a higher ledge. One more jump and she's clinging to a stalactite near a small hole through which sunlight is seeping through.
Now what?
Poke through!
Okay.
Using her sharp crest like a lance, she makes the hole larger, and peeking through, she spots the others cowering from the sharp tooth.
You! Sorry to startle you, but I wonder if I can have just a moment of your time. Are you by any chance friends with Littlefoot?
We are!
He says you should come with me.
What's a big beak doing underground?
Well, that's an interesting story, and I'd love to tell all of you that. But first, maybe we should get you away from that shark, too. Honey, would you mind giving that rock just a little shove?
You got it!
Sarah nudges a rock at the edge of the hole. With the sharp tooth smashing its way through, Spike, Ducky, and Petrie leap down the hole after Etta. Sarah leaps down the hole, and the rock falls over the hole, blocking it. Sarah swims to the side of the river, and Etta helps her out.
Littlefoot!
Hi, everyone.
Oh, Petrie, miss you.
Spike and me, too.
I'm so happy we're all together. I should have never left you.
Yeah, well, maybe we all shouldn't have left. I'm sorry, Littlefoot.
Me too. Etta, these are my friends.
I can sure see that.
Hey, look what me and Etta found. It's the moving water. It went under the ground. That's why we couldn't find it before. I think this will take us right to the Fire Mountain. I mean, if you still want to go with me.
I will go with you, Littlefoot.
Petrie, too.
Hey, count me in.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Jump! Woo-hoo! The water's great!
No!
Look out below!
They all float gently downstream and glide down a slope, taking them to a cavern that's littered with bright, colourful crystals. They marvel at the wondrous sights as they bob in the water, slowly carried along by the stream. Spike grabs a huge mushroom growing by the side of the river and chomps his way through the stalk, but the top covers Petrie like a sombrero. They pass a giant crystal formation, and it distorts their reflections like a fairground mirror. Petrie's floating on the mushroom head as Sarah bumps into Littlefoot.
Look! Light! We're coming out!
Petrie's the only sky!
Oh, what does that mean?
They crash down a waterfall that pours out of the mountain, landing in a pool. They bob to the surface, Petrie resting on Spike's back, and the current carries them along over dips like slides. They glide serenely to a calm pool that forks off from the river, and they climb out, shaking off the water.
Again.
Anybody know where we are?
Yep. I'm afraid I do.
Littlefoot peeks out over jagged rocks, and one by one, the others join him, looking in awe. At the volcano, with streams of glowing lava flowing from it.
Petrie liked the water more.
What now?
Etta, where'd you say you saw my dad?
Looking worried, Etta leads them across charred, smoking terrain and past trees reduced to charcoal in the shadow of the volcano.
Just over that ridge, that's where your father fell.
Littlefoot, you might not like what you see.
His expression changes from fear to determination in an instant, and he gallops towards the edge of the ridge.
Littlefoot!
Petrie flies after him, and the others follow, Ducky riding on Spike's back. Bronze on a rock, surrounded by a sea of lava.
Dad!
Littlefoot?
Littlefoot and his friends clamber down a slope to the edge of the lava.
What are you doing here?
We came to get you.
Thank you. All of you. But my leg is stuck. There's nothing you can do.
His foot's caught in a long chunk of rock.
They came this way. Sharptooth!
No, Sharptooth! Nobody make a sound! Everybody needs to be very, very
quiet, Wild Arms.
The horned Sharptooth lumbers in their direction.
This way.
Everyone follows Mr. Threehorn. They hide behind rocky mounds as the prowling Sharptooth passes by. The Sharptooth is about to peer over the rock into the hiding place when he's distracted by a flock of ostrich-like creatures, and he takes off after them.
He's gone.
You hear that? He's gone!
Wild Arms suddenly realizes everyone's glaring at him.
He's gone! Isn't that great?
Littlefoot's by the lava pool.
There has to be something we can do!
Me so sorry.
Etta, please take them home.
I am not going.
They flinch as flaming rocks shoot out of the volcano, landing perilously close to them.
Littlefoot, your dad's right.
You didn't give up on your herd. I'm not giving up on you.
Bron smiles proudly and the others look determined.
We want to help, too.
Uh-huh. Littlefoot smiles at his friends and then looks around, spotting water trickling round a boulder and down a craggy cliff overlooking the lava.
Sarah, do you think you can move that big rock?
That one? It's huge!
I know, but you can do it.
Look out! I'm coming through!
Guys, Etta, we're going to need a tree. Get that one!
Okay.
What can Petrie do?
Go up high. Let us know when the flowing fire starts coming for us.
Petrie will!
Bron looks startled as Petrie flies away.
Hang on!
Sarah reaches the top of the cliff and the wall of rocks enclosing the pool. She charges the largest rock, but just bounces off it.
Sarah! You can do it!
She backs up to take a longer run.
Get ready! You're going down!
She dislodges the rock and water from the pool flows down the cliff onto the lava, throwing up thick clouds of steam. The lava solidifies.
Yeah!
Littlefoot scurries across the now solid ground to his dad.
Dad!
Littlefoot.
They nuzzle each other. Etta, Spike and Ducky push over a charred tree and it crashes down a slope to the newly formed rocky ground. They go after it and roll it across the ground towards Bron, lining it up with the rock that's trapping his foot.
Okay, put the end in here! Everyone, get ready! When I say, push down!
Hurry!
Ready, set, push!
They push with all their might on the tree to try and lever the rock off Bron's foot as the lava flow gets ever closer. With the rock moving from the pressure of the tree, Bronn frees his foot and stands up, towering over the little ones. Father and son beam at one another with pride. The lava flows into the gaps around the rock island, trapping Littlefoot and Bronn, the others reaching safety just in time. Bronn scoops Littlefoot onto his head and leaps across the moat of lava and onto the rocky bank.
Sarah!
The search party look down on them from the steep rocky slope.
Thank goodness.
Father and daughter rub horns. Spike, Petrie and Ducky meet up with Chomper and Ruby.
What are you doing way out here?
We came to save you.
Oh, we thank you, but no need saving. This time we do saving.
Wild Arms! What are you doing back here?
Well, Etta, I volunteered to lead the rescue. That's what I'm doing here.
You volunteered? Really?
Yeah?
Bronn's head reaches the top of the slope and Littlefoot steps off.
Grandpa!
I see you found your father.
He did.
We all did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got quite a group of friends.
You remind me of someone I know.
Grandpa looks pointedly at Bronn and Littlefoot perks up, beaming.
Come, everyone. Let's all go home.
Finally, someone who's sensible. Let's get out of here.
The adults lead the way.
Littlefoot had found his father. And he found something else, too. Something he wasn't looking for. The realization that he and his friends would always be together to the end of their days in the land before time.
Audio description by Michael Woodford, Fryuno Media Group. Directed by Davis Doy. Screenplay by Cliff Ruby and Alana Lesser. Based on characters created by Judy Freudberg, Tony Geis. Produced by Lisa Melby, Deirdre Brenner.
You're stuck in a hole and you don't know where to go.
Music by Michael Tavira. Songs by Michelle Brauman, Amanda McBroom. Featuring the voice talent of Reba McIntyre, Damon Wayans Jr. Cast in order of appearance. Narrator, Tony Amendola. Littlefoot, Felix Avitia. Chomper, Isaac Ryan Brown. Ruby, Megan Strange. Mr. Threehorn, George Ball. Ducky, Aria Noel Curzon. Petrie, Jeff Bennett. Sarah, Andy McAfee. Spike, Rob Paulson. Grandma, Miriam Flynn. Grandpa, Barry Bostwick. Wild Arms, Damon Wayans Jr. Petrie's mom, Andy McAfee. Ducky's mom, Megan Strange. Etta, Reba McIntyre. Skinny Digger, Rob Paulson. Diggers, Jeff Bennett, Aria Noel Curzon, Andy McAfee. Bronn, Scott White. Copyright 2015 by Universal Studios.
Don't get lost inside your head.
Spike, you are my friend, my very special friend. And we all like you very much. We know that you are happy when you fill up your tummy. But what you are eating now is not so yummy. No, 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 it is hide-and-seeky.
Hey, stop that!
Hide-and-seeky. Ew. Hide-and-seeky.
Stinky and hot.
Now we all stinky and hot.
Oh, you'll be very stinky.